True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yo, my man, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good.
Good. Glad to hear it. This is Toxic and Problematic, a podcast that we try to do once a week or so, and we talk about whatever we decide to talk about that week. Sometimes
sure.
We have guests. Sometimes we try to get guests, and they don't call back. Today, we actually have a guest.
We
though.
Do.
I like it when we have a guest.
Me too. And studio guest.
And in studio guest, and you always hear people say, well, today we have a special guest.
Right.
But they just say that. You know, they say it. I mean, they're
so you're just going to say it now?
No, this is a special guest. People,
oh, I see. Okay.
People will agree when they realize who this guest is.
Right.
Because we have in studio with us your oldest son.
Yeah.
And baseball phenom, Yuro. What's up, Yuro? How are you?
How's it going? I'm
it's
doing good.
Crazy how big he is, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he's a man.
And for people who, you know, have listened to us, you know, since the days you were born in Seattle, it's got to be crazy to, if you're watching this on Twitch, to see. He's a grown goddamn man, man.
Yeah, it's always crazy for people who aren't watching it happen, but
right.
I've been watching it happen, and it's still crazy. So, you know what I mean? I see pictures and updates and all that
right.
stuff, and it's still crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what year were you born? 07, right? Is your birthday?
Yeah.
I mean, depending on your age, 2007 may or may not sound like a long time ago. To me, I wouldn't think off the top of my head 2007 is enough time to create a man.
No, I would right. think that's when the fourth Killers album came out.
Something like that. Exactly. Exactly. Did the Tigers go to the World Series that year? Right. Something like that.
Right.
Which actually, I'm sure Yuro knows the answer to that. But here we are. He's a man.
Well, that's a story. We had tickets to the World Series, me and his mother.
Was that it?
We had tickets to game five.
Oh, really?
So yeah. And they got swept. And 9 months later, Yuro was born.
Oh, they got swept?
Yeah, we had to return the tickets.
Oh, I do remember that.
Yeah.
I do remember that, because, yeah, you bought tickets to what?
Game five. I was like, yeah,
okay.
We'll at least go five.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, and then, you know, but watching Yuro get older, it's
he's
all
like, that's
time
too
flies.
Much, Dad. Too much, man. Too much.
Time flies and all those things, but then there is a moment. And I remember the moment. For me, it was, Yuro, do you remember we did that thing at the 1975 concert where we met up at the show?
Yeah.
And that was the moment where I went, he's not a kid anymore.
Right.
Like, that was it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know when it happened exactly, but I feel like it hadn't been that long ago since I saw you, and something happened in those few weeks, and boom, you were a grown-ass man.
Yep.
Now, you're 16.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, 16 can look different depending on the person. But for you, you're a grown dude. And you're an athlete. You like baseball is your sport. And obviously, you're this guy's kid, which, I mean, I could ask you questions about that all day, but I'll try not to,
you can.
To not embarrass either one. Well, I mean, when we sat down in here earlier and I'm testing out the equipment and everything, I just hear something. I hear Yero say something about, well, I guess Lazo said, yeah, well, you know what I was doing last night. And Yero said, yeah, you were a problem at Hooters. I was like, man, I did not have this kind of relationship with my dad. Did you call Yero and ask him for a ride home from Hooters or something?
No, like, because I say, because I go to Hooters sometimes, and being a buddy of mine go, and it's right, Hooters is directly halfway in between both of our houses, so it's easy to just go meet there.
Yeah.
You know, and I like the food.
Right. Well, everyone likes the food.
So every time I go, like, you know, if he's like, hey, where are you going or whatever, we talk about it. I'm like, oh, man, I'm about to go be, or I'll be like, hey, man, I'm going to see Mike. I'm about to go be a problem at Hooters.
Oh, I'm about to be a problem at Hooters.
And then he was at some sort of school function and at dinner right next door. And so me, and I knew that he was there, and we were talking about, man, we should go over there. We should stumble
you
over there.
You and your buddy were?
Me and my buddy were talking about we should go over there because he was, you know, out with his friends or whatever, and they were having dinner, and I was like, oh, we should stumble over there from Hooters and be a problem at that Italian restaurant the bar and see what happens. And so we sent them pictures like, we're next door, we're coming over, but we never did. So.
Probably a good thing.
Yeah. Well, were you thinking we might roll in there?
No, I was actually terrified, though.
I mean, I guess that could, you know, you could
were
ask
you thinking
questions.
he might do it?
I thought Mike would. Mike could walk in there and like two girls around
and sit down next to you.
Yeah,
I got this, guys. Don't worry about it. I'll go ahead and pay for this.
I suppose that could segue into when did your dad embarrass you the most? But you know, it might be a tough one to answer. Or maybe he doesn't. I don't get
do
the
I
impression
embarrass you,
that your dad
I?
Embarrasses you a lot.
I don't think so. There's not something that's been like super embarrassing with me. Mm-hmm. I will say my art teacher loves you guys.
Oh yeah,
and it's too damn much.
Oh, really?
Like yeah, she listens to the show?
Mm-hmm.
And does she bring it up to you?
She brings it up to me all the time, and it's wild.
Yeah.
I'll be, like, in class, and my buddy slips up, and he says something, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because my friends listen to you.
Right.
And that's not good.
Right.
It's not good?
No, because, like, I'll have friends come up to me, and it was, what, like, a month or two ago? And walk up, and they go, is your dad killing hookers in the metaverse?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And I'm like, remember you getting into a little bit of trouble for that.
Yeah, we had mentioned on the air, yeah.
Yeah, you said that somehow it had gotten back to Euro. I was like, oh, of all the things. But then I thought, well, I mean, I guess if it's going to be something.
At least it's in the metaverse.
Probably going to be something like that. I mean, I don't know. It's not like you missed the segment where we were talking about all of our charity work. So, you know, I don't know what I was expecting.
Right.
But I would assume.
What does the art teacher say?
Well, she'll just talk about you guys.
Oh, yeah? And does that embarrass you?
It doesn't embarrass me.
It could, though.
It's not, but it's weird, though.
I think it would embarrass me. It's such a weird thing, because I know being on the air can be embarrassing if you find out that your parents listen. The thought of your parents being the ones on the air is a totally different thing, especially like in high school and having a teacher listen. I can't begin to imagine.
Do you think you get breaks from it? Like, do you think she grades you the same?
I have a B in art.
Okay.
So I'm not like.
Doesn't sound
that's
like she's
not
cutting
fucking,
you any slack.
That's not good.
Right. Yeah.
That's bad.
Right. Doesn't sound like she's cutting you any slack.
No.
That's kind of fucked up, actually.
Right.
No, seriously. Like, if she is a fan and it's art, I mean, I understand. Like, maybe if it's math or something, and she's like, I don't want to, you know, give you a fake A when
that.
You're failing.
Give me an A. I don't care what it is.
Well, I feel the same way. But in art especially, right?
Yeah.
It's subjective.
It's subjective. How do you get a B in art? Yeah, how do you get a B in art?
I don't know.
A subjective thing. She's just like, that's not that good?
I don't know. I don't get, like, feedback on it.
But yeah, you're not, like, missing projects.
No, I don't have anything missing. I turned everything in. Mm. Then she'll come up to me and she'll be like, that shit kind of sucked.
She doesn't say that, does she?
It'll be like,
that's the impression he's getting. That's the impression that he's getting.
Aaron.
Oh, yeah. You need to tell him to watch his mouth. I saw how you talked around him. You've talked around him like a drunken sailor since he was zero. So yeah, he said true. You were fine with it. Your dad's rule was always, I don't care if they cuss as long as they use it appropriately. And I'm telling you, there were times, I remember one time specifically when it came to work, and he told me a story about you. He was so proud. It was like a parent telling a story about their kid's first steps or hitting their first home run in Little League, or right. one of those things. But instead, it was that you'd figured out how to say fuck correctly, and you'd used it in this sentence that was so damn funny, it had your parents rolling or whatever, and he was so proud that you'd figured this out and how to use it, because the rule was you can't overuse it just for effect, and you have to know how to use it appropriately.
Right, in context.
In context. It was a time and a place. So. Right. Don't do it at school and get in trouble, things
Matt,
like that.
Matt, you spilled cereal everywhere. Do you remember that?
No.
You look up on the top of the fridge and you couldn't really reach it, and you're trying to get it, and you pulled up a chair, and you spilled it, went all over the floor, and you went, ah, fuck! And I was like, that's a reason to say that.
That's the one.
that's
you got it. That's it.
It's working.
Congrats. Yeah.
Now, that's when you say it. That's perfect. That's the exact time.
So, but you say you don't get embarrassed by, like, your teacher or your friends saying something about your dad being on the air. There has to have been, I mean, I know you said the metaverse thing, but I say there has to have been, maybe not. Maybe it really genuinely doesn't embarrass you in any way, shape, or form. Does it not? Or
not at
does
all.
It a little?
Not at all.
Does it concern you even, like, I hope he doesn't embarrass me? Is there even that fear?
Not at all. Because, like, the metaverse, like, that's kind of crazy to hear, but I also live with you. So, like,
well, that's true.
I'm hearing worse things. Mostly.
Right, sure.
Right, because just, I mean, that goes back to what we're saying, that you don't.
So,
you
like,
don't really
when your friends
yourself.
Say, your dad says he's going to kill hookers in the metaverse, which I didn't say, that's out of context, but you think like, at first, you're like, God damn it, then you're like, of course.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, he's probably going to do that.
Right.
I'm like, well, he's not going to limit himself to the metaverse.
Or you're thinking, I remember that conversation, he brought it home, and we had it over dinner, or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I think you might even be using it out of context.
Right.
If you had to pick, and probably difficult to pick one thing, but if someone asks you, hey, what's the one thing that bonds you guys?
Mr. Rimp agrees with you. You say at home, we're talking about killing hookers and raging.
God, I hope that doesn't end up being your answer to this question. what would you say if you had to pick one thing is the thing that bonds you the most, more than anything, bonds the two of you? Or is it not, is it a tie for multiple things? Is there one thing that bonds you guys more than anything?
That's weird, because we're always out on the field, we're always doing stuff together, and I think that's some of our best moments.
I think so, too.
But, like, that's just not it, though. We do a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
Right, but you would say sports probably is the... Because, I mean, whether it's with your parent or a friend or, like, you know, for me, I have older brothers, and it's like with each brother, I kind of know the thing that we share that we can talk about, you know. So I've got, like, the one brother that if we're going to – we'll use the Chiefs as an excuse, or I will, to text and stay in touch, right, or cars. Those are, like, the two things that keep us bonded. So if there's ever – we never have nothing to say. You know what I mean? We're never out of things to say to each other, like, but I haven't talked to him in a long time. I don't have anything to say to him. If I haven't talked to him in a long time, I know what to say to him. So with your dad, it's from an outsider's perspective, at least, it seems like sports would be, I assumed that you would answer sports as the thing that bonds you most. And
we'll leave, like, if he's at his mom's, like, you know, so I have him 50% of the time, so there's a time when he's gone for me for 5 days, which seems like, you know, a lifetime for me. And, but over that time, we will text, like, you know, and sometimes it's not even that, you know, we'll text all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly we're texting, but a lot of times for me it's really easy because I'm like, you know, I miss him and I just want to engage with him somehow, so it's really easy for me to send a story from ESPN that this baseball player signed with something, and then we'll talk about it, but it usually leads to something else.
Exactly.
Right, but that's like, hey,
something else,
because you don't want to be like, I don't want to always feel like I'm bothering him when he's not around. And I know he'd say, you're not bothering me, you can text me anytime. I know you'd say that.
Yeah.
But also, I'm like, I don't know what he's doing. He could be watching a movie. He could be with his girlfriend or his friends or what. You know what I mean? And here's his dad texting him again. So I'm like, let me find that player who got traded today. let me send them that story. And you know, it keeps us bonded
together. Yeah, it keeps you. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's with my brothers the same way. You hope that, you know, it gets the conversation started. But it's that thing that you can always fall back on because it's... You know, the starting point. And like you say, Lazo, I have that same thing with family. I don't want to bother them about nothing.
Right.
But this way I know they know it's not important. They don't have to respond immediately.
Right.
Right. Now, your dad, because when it comes to sports, I don't think, Lazo, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think, have you ever missed, I mean, you've coached a lot of both your boys' sports, but have you ever missed a practice or a game or anything? I was going to say maybe there was a time when your boys had games at the same time and you had to see part of one to, you know, miss part of the other.
So that would happen, like, and they knew, like, I had rules. I don't know, you probably do remember this, but I had rules. So when they were both playing baseball at the same time in spring, and they had a game at the same time, then I would go to Euros game. Because in the fall, I'd coach football, and I had to go to the football game. So then I would miss his game. So I tried to make it. And that, but really, I mean, what are we talking? What do you? How many games do you think I've actually missed of yours in any of your sporting career?
Probably, like, I don't think any.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I think I missed one. I do remember one I missed. See, that's how much I remember. I remember I missed one because we were at South by Southwest. And he was playing, and I was in the airport trying to get home because I thought I would make it, but I didn't, and the plane got delayed. So Matt, our buddy Matt, videotaped every one of his at-bats and sent it to me.
And you remember that perfectly.
Absolutely. I was sitting in the airport like, come on, man. You got this. Yeah. So,
right.
You know, that's the only one that I can remember really missing.
What would you say, Euro, of the kids? I'm sure you played with a lot of the same kids growing up over the years, and you've got friends that you've grown up with over the years. I mean, your dad comes to more games than their parents, I would guess, right? Just on average, right?
Yeah.
He's more involved. And you may not be able to answer this question with your dad sitting right there, but does that make you happy, or are you ever embarrassed a little bit, like, I wish he wasn't watching me? Because we joke around on the show all the time about how I used to tell my parents not to come to games. Lazo doesn't believe me. He thinks I'm just making excuses for my parents missing a lot of my games. But I would beg them, don't come to my games. Just don't, because I was also not very athletic, whereas you've always been athletic. So that was probably part of it. But I just, for some reason, I was worried that if they saw me, they would think I wasn't making enough progress or whatever. So when your dad doesn't make it to the game, which, I mean, I guess there's been that one time and you don't even remember it. But, you know, do you, I guess what I'm asking is, you notice that your dad is more involved than some of the people's parents. And that's, I'm not talking trash on them. Might not be possible for them to come to these games or whatever. But you probably realize at a young age that, oh, wow, this is a thing that really bonds us. This is something that my dad is heavily involved in. And, you know, I think this is kind of our thing. Like, and you may not remember, there wouldn't be a specific day, but do you remember at a young age thinking, like, my dad's, you know, he really cares about me and
sports
and how I'm doing. And like, feeling kind of sorry for, because I know I had friends who played on my teams who felt sorry for me. He's like, where are your parents?
Or do you wish, it could be a way that you, do you wish, like, I wish you wouldn't come so much because, you know, I'd like to, it'd be more of an adult thing. Like,
right.
If I was just here by myself and my dad wasn't here all the damn time, you know, and that's okay to feel that way. I've certainly thought that he might feel that way sometimes.
Right, it's like,
but
dad dropped me off at the corner.
I'll go ahead and risk it because later on, I think you'll appreciate it more instead of me not being there. But, you know, how does that fall into your camp, honestly?
I like when you go to the games.
Okay.
But, like, I feel bad for some kids, man. Because you'll see kids just getting screamed at by their parents the whole time.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of funny.
Right.
Like, that'll have me laughing a little bit, but I feel bad.
Right.
So, because those are the overly involved. These are the, I don't know what we call the overly involved little league parents.
The dads who coach from the...
From the bleachers and scream at the refs and the umps and everything.
But,
yeah.
You know, it's always funny, too, because I don't really scream at the refs or the umps or anything, unless I'm coaching. But
which is different.
Yeah, it is. But he's funny in the sense, like, I remember it was only maybe last year, a couple years ago, you were walking up to bat, and I'm behind. I'm like, all right, let's go, kid, like that. You know, I just try to be supportive or whatever. And he just stops. He goes, okay, Dad. Thanks, Dad. And everybody looks at me and just starts laughing. I'm like, well, what the fuck?
That's pretty funny.
Like, as he's walking up, you're supposed to bat down. Thanks, Dad. I'm going to give my best to you. Okay.
Well, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because, you know, your dad and I, obviously quite a bit older than you. So we went to high school. We were your age once, but it's been a while. And we've seen so much change, and part of doing the show, of course, we're talking about stuff that's going on in the news and relating to it however we can. Of course, your dad's relating to it being a father. So anytime we see news about things that are happening to teens or going on in high schools or whatever, it comes back almost always to, you know, him being a father, right? But the one thing that we can't answer is we know that some things probably never change, or we assume that some things probably never change because we talk to, you know, our older siblings or the generations before us, and you find out, you think when you're a teenager, when you're in high school, you're like, we are definitely the most, you know, debauched, derelict generation. Like, if only the adults knew what actually goes on behind closed doors. I think every kind of a high school age kid sort of feels that way. I think it's natural to feel that way. Like, this is we're the worst. And for some older people, I think it's also natural for like the grandparents to think they are the worst, right?
Right, right.
But it's usually not the case. But things have absolutely changed a ton for your generation specifically because you've grown up with, I mean, you don't remember really a time before iPhones, right? So, I mean, as long as you can remember, people had smartphones.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I remember when you were born, we had those shitty, like, well, I think we've had Blackberries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But by the time he would have been old enough to remember, that would have been well into most people moving towards having regular smartphones, right?
Yeah, like, I mean, you had an iPad when you were little. I mean, you probably can't remember a day that you could. I remember taking you to Chuck E. Cheese. You were little, and, you know, you put the, whatever the money is, the token, right? Yeah. And you started touching the screen, and it didn't work. And you're like, this thing's broken. And I was like, this motherfucker does not know.
Right, of course.
Like a control thing. He's never seen it before. He's like, why?
A screen should naturally be a touch screen.
Right,
right?
Yeah.
But I assume that because you grow up in that, that a lot of the things that scare us for you about your generation, like, God, how do they deal with Snapchat in high school? How do they deal with social media? How do they deal with these things? That maybe we can't help but look at it from our perspective. We didn't have that shit when we were in high school because you've grown up with it and you don't know anything else. And you're just much more fluent in all of it that maybe it's not as scary. But are you like you're aware, at least I would guess, that your generation is kind of the first one who's filming everything that happens at school, right? Like, and it's talking and it's staying in touch overnight, not just calling your friends or texting your friends after hours, but group chats on Snapchat, right? I mean, that's what I gather, at least. I'm not in high school, but it seems like everyone is staying in touch, and there's these massive group chats on Snapchat that people have, maybe whole grades or groups of kids or whatever. That is a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's gone on since junior high, since as long as you've had a smartphone?
Since I've had one, yeah.
So,
and that is that how you mostly keep in touch with your friends?
It depends. Like if I really like the person, I'll text them, like, directly. But there will be some guys, like, I just won't text on their own.
Right.
But
they're part of the group.
They're part of the group chat, but I'll never send them a text.
Right.
And you don't have to get into details.
Is that, do they know that then?
Yeah. Because,
like, is that, like a dividing line? Like, oh, he, well, I'm part of this group. So if somebody would say, like, are you friends with so-and-so? They would respond, or at least know in their mind, like, well, we're in some group chats together, but he doesn't text me personally. And so that's like a dividing line of friendship to some degree. So.
It's like, well, I guess it would have been, the equivalent would have been like, oh, I think that guy's in my lunch hour.
Right. I eat lunch with him, but I've never been to his house.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah, we sit at the same table. He seems like a nice enough guy, but yeah, I couldn't tell you what his last name is. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we don't have the actual equivalent. That's the closest we can come. Do you, knowing that this stuff is kind of new, and seeing, obviously, movies and television shows that either take place or were filmed before this stuff became a thing, do you ever wish, like, man, I wish that social media wasn't a thing, or I wish that I could experience what it was like to be in the analog era? Or, you know, you see these old people on Facebook who say, well, when I was a kid, we used to go outside and drink out of the garden hose and come home when the lights, you know, street lights turned on or whatever.
Right.
Is there a part of you that ever thinks, man, I hate all this shit? I wish, why do we get stuck with all of it?
No, because everybody says that. And I did all that too.
Right.
Like the garden hose shit. I've done all that.
Right.
But, like, I don't think anything's changed.
Yeah. Right.
I think there's more technology, but they still did it. I will say,
I think there's something to that that people forget.
Yeah. I will say, I used to tell you and your brother and you guys, I'd say, I don't even know if you remember this or not, but I would say, go out in that creek behind our backyard, follow it as far as it goes, and get in some trouble.
Yeah.
And you guys would be like,
I remember that.
You guys would be like, all right. And then I'd see, and they get like three houses down, they come back. And they're like, well, what do you want us to do?
Right.
And then he'd be like, you want us to like ring someone's doorbell and run away or something? Like, well, that's a start. Go. Get out of here.
You're just supposed to want to get lost.
Yeah, but they, you know, so I think that part is a little bit different, I think. Don't you?
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, isn't part of it too that because you've always been kind of connected, that not, even if you did go down and play in the creek or whatever, or as a, you know, at 16, get in the car with your friends and go drive to a house party, whatever. You've got this thing that's in your pocket that you know your parents can always reach you. They can reach you, but they expect to be able to reach you.
Yeah.
And not only that, they know where you are.
They know where you are.
I mean, it is like, in some ways, I do feel bad about it because it is like, and I use it, but in some ways, it is like house arrest.
It is.
You know, it's like when I was a kid, like, I'd be like, all right, Dad, I'm going over to Bill's house. He'd be like, who the hell's Bill? I'm like, you met him 100 times. There's no Bill
that
exists.
Bill. Exactly.
There's no Bill.
Yeah.
Right? And then I take off, and then he just has to wait till I get yep. home. There's no...
And all that trouble that we got into during those hours.
Yeah,
we didn't tell him about that. When we got home, it was, Bill's house was great. Because right. there was no way for him to check.
Right.
There was no way for them to... But I just wonder if Euro's generation and younger generations don't long for that because... You know,
they never
had it to miss. Right. You know, for people my age, I had a little bit of both. It's kind of the end of the analog era when I was younger, then the internet coming around. So I kind of got to experience a little bit of both. And I hear younger people who are like, man, I don't remember.
Do you wish you were less connected and had more freedom?
Not really. I mean, like, especially with you and Mom, you guys don't really check.
Right.
There will be sometimes I'm at school. And Mom will send me a photo, and it says my location's at your house, and that's just wrong.
Right.
Right, but it's...
Well, she's done that to me, too.
But it's all you know.
I'm just kidding.
Well, the other thing that would get me, too, though, is being at school and whether you're... Whatever you're doing. You could be telling a joke at the lunchroom table or, getting in a fight in the hallway or arguing with the teacher or whatever. Whatever it is you're doing, you probably always have in the back of your mind, I might be being filmed right now. Or this, whatever I say,
yeah,
it's like the Truman
tough,
Show,
man.
Right? It's like the
yeah.
Truman Show a bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that how you think?
I think, like, if I'm doing something, I'm like, yeah, I could be on camera right now. It's a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even if you're talking.
And does it make you change what you're doing? Like, think about what you're doing more often? Like, there's never a moment where it's private or even at school where it could just be anything. Like, you know, what does my hair look like? Somebody could be taking a picture of me yeah. and saying bad hair day and posting it on. Whatever website people would go to for bad hair day in high school, right? Like,
yeah.
You can't just, I mean, that, and then that stays forever, and you're like, damn, man, I could get bullied for this, or people are going to make fun of me. Like, I mean, that to me is like every day is, you either got to, I don't know, man, you either got to put up such a big wall and be like, I'm not going to let any of this bother me, or on guard 24/7.
I don't think that happens as much as you guys think.
Really? So it's not scary. Okay.
But like, there'll be like, but we have accounts for that. My favorite one was Shawnee Mission South, bad parking.
Okay.
And that would crack me up. You'd see guys just every day, just terrible parking.
Okay.
They get played. They're like full license plate and everything.
Right. And so, but that's not.
That doesn't hurt you too bad. I would be right. worried about, you know, as kids, you could just want to maybe you're frustrated with the friend in the friend group and you just want to talk a little trash behind his back with your friend. Like, can you believe what, you know, so-and-so did? But I would be worried, I think, as a teenager now, like, dude, this friend could fucking be recording me on his phone.
Right, yeah,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? And then
yeah,
send
you think
it
about
to
that
dude.
We get notifications when that happens.
Right.
Because I'm never going to, like, I don't text a lot of people on messages.
Okay.
Like, if I need to text somebody, it's probably going to be on Snapchat.
But, Lazo, okay. Don't you think, I think that just because, I think because it's all he's known.
I don't think it bothers him at all. It's like,
right,
this is just how you live, right?
That's
like, we keep saying it and trying to bring up all the stuff that we'd be scared of, and you don't seem to be scared of it at all.
Not at all.
Right. Because
that's how you live.
It's all you've known.
Right.
Yeah. So can you think of an example? There may not be one, but can you think of an example of a time when someone did use, did record you or, you know, took a video of you? And you don't have to go into details, but has that happened to you where there's been a recording or a video that you didn't know was being taken or something where you're like, oh, shit. Has that happened or I just assume it happens to every kid your
right.
age at some point.
I don't think it's happened to me.
No.
I've never seen it. But there's some crazy stuff I've seen.
Right.
I don't think I can tell you guys.
Okay.
Like, it's not, like, I don't know, like, if I get in legal trouble.
Right, no, I get it. You don't have
I
to
don't
go into
like,
specifics.
Want,
right, yeah.
Right.
But, like, crazy stuff, and you're like, damn, it's just all on the internet.
See, and that right there, I
he
think
he has
is
told me, and
part
I, think I think I know some of the things you're talking about,
you
and I'll walk away
about.
About it, but, like, you know, people doing sexual things.
Right.
On the internet, and then that getting sent around. But the crazy thing to me is, and it's stuff like, you're right, I don't want to say anything, but it's stuff that is a fucking big deal.
Right.
It's a flipping big deal, right?
Yeah.
And it seems to me like, you know, from at least from what I can tell from a, you know, a way outsider's perspective, like, people are like, look, can you believe they did that? And they kind of bust the people's balls a little bit, but they don't ostracize them.
Mm-mm.
No. It's like, yeah, look, they did that. Weird. Kid's weird. Girl's weird, guy's weird, and then they just kind of move on with it, right?
Yeah. I mean, you see so much of it, like, you
right.
don't care anymore.
Right.
But maybe that's the thing, though, and I mean, even with Euro saying, like, I don't know that I can say, I don't want to give people trouble, maybe that's the thing that this generation has, that is the thing that I was referring to earlier, where you think, if my parents knew that this happened, they would be so worried sick. Like, I don't want my... Lazo, you remember right. those feelings? Like, you and I had the prank calls, right? Like,
sure.
You know, my parents are going to be... You're worried they're going to be embarrassed for you. You're worried that they're going to just be shocked that kids are behaving this way. They can't believe it. It never would have happened when they were kids, whatever it is. And now, I wonder if that's this generation's thing. It's not just the fact that you're always in contact, and so if you're being bullied at school, you can be bullied at 1 a.m. It's this other just set that we're not, you know, it's like that which we shall not speak of. We know what we're talking about here, and we know that it happens to people, and we read news stories about it.
Right.
But maybe that's the thing that this generation is like, dude, like,
are you worried about that? But you don't seem to be worried about it at all.
Not at all.
All right.
And again, maybe that's just because you're used to it.
If
maybe
it does happen, it happens, right?
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know. I remember the first time it happened. And if you don't want me to tell the story, you can tell me to just stop. But I got called into school because he got into a fight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I came in, and of course, man, like, you go right back into what you learned. And I'm like, my dad, right?
Yeah.
And so I go right back into, well, how do we know what happened? And the guy's like, well, here.
I'm like, well. Oh, shit, sorry. I totally forgot.
Like, I forgot that you guys have cameras everywhere.
Which angle, do you want?
I'll show you exactly what happened. I'm like...
That fight story is such a good story, by the way.
Right.
It's one of my favorites.
Well, you can sell it if you want.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do it.
Okay, go ahead.
I walk into the bathroom, because there's people smoking in the bathrooms, and I think it's funny to
mess. So that's the thing that's still going on, smoking actual cigarettes in the bathroom.
No, they're smoking weed.
Oh, smoking weed.
No, if you smoke a cigarette, you are going to get flamed so hard.
Cigarettes
are
not cool, right?
It's so stupid.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Your dad has told me that that's what you guys have said, you and your brother.
I'm happy.
Like, no, it's not cool. And we've seen the, you know, polling of young people. I'm like, no, it's not cool. That's a good thing. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But when you said smoking in the bathroom, I just thought, oh, people still do that, but you're talking about weed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Normal.
Vaping?
Yeah.
Okay. Vaping, I assume, is pretty pervasive, or at least we've heard it was. I don't know if it still is.
Not as much. It's more weed.
Okay.
Okay.
But, like, I mean, like, they're still vaping it.
Right. Yeah. Okay, right. They're vaping weed, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Nobody, is there a different name for that?
It's called a cart.
Okay.
So they're not smoking joints in there. They're vaping weed.
No, like, when you see, like, a kid smoking a joint in the bathroom, like, that kid's got balls, you kind of respect
right, that's
it.
Okay.
Because you could smell it, like, all the way across.
Okay.
Like, it's, like, I respect people who do that. In the eighth grade, we had a kid... In the downstairs bathroom, he had a whole ass cigar.
And just smoked
how?
It? Right.
I don't know how you do that.
But you're just in the bathroom smoking a cigar? Like,
you were walking in there, it's like half. I walk in.
He's like, hey, come in here, kid.
Like, think about what
my
ran through
Charlie,
that
kid. I'm in the eighth grade.
That kid thought about that for weeks leading up to the night before. He's like, tomorrow's my day.
Man, I'm going to
I'm going to do this, and then that'll be my thing, and everyone will know.
Everybody will know
God.
I was down there. Like,
Charlie smoked
Chaplin.
A cigar. Right. Balls that kid has. This is it. That's all I gotta do. I just gotta do it.
I stole it from my dad months ago. He still hasn't noticed.
Exactly. Okay, so you walk in the bathroom and kids are vaping weed.
Yeah, I'm going there. I have like a walkie-talkie sound effect on my phone because I'm an asshole. I think it's funny. No, I'm friends with most of those kids.
Right.
I walk in and I go, if I catch any of that shit on you, you're done for the year. And this kid, he's gotta be like 6'5". He's failed like the sophomore year like 3 times in a row. And he comes in and he just punches me in the
like you're not expecting it as it as
no
you
because
get that
like
first hit.
I walked in there. I'm like, he could have been a teacher. Like I could have been a teacher. He has no idea.
Right.
Like I could have been the principal. He could have walked in. He could have like, that's crazy to me. I look up and I'm like,
right.
I mean kissy faces at him because I thought it was funny.
So now you're antagonizing
now,
him a little bit.
Now,
but you realize you've just been hit. See, and in that moment when you get hit, it's like. You disassociate, usually at least, like, holy shit, this has to happen now. Right?
Like everything goes quiet.
Yep, you just got to control this, and you got to survive. So you instead decide to
blow kisses at
the situation.
Right.
Is that what you're trying to do, is defuse it? Like, oh, I'm just messing around.
Oh, man, I'm not gay. And I'm like,
And then you guys fought?
Yeah, and he kicked the shit out of me. I'm not going to lie. Like...
That wasn't you being like, oh, what are you so mad at? You were trying to defuse it. I was like,
dude, it's not that big a deal.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, I was just kidding around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was like, yeah, not funny.
Not funny.
How long after it happens before you hear from some adult at the school, like, we need to talk to you?
It must have been like 2 minutes.
And then how long? And did you just assume they're going to have video of this?
Yeah, I knew they had a video of it.
Okay. I mean, that's one of the things I've talked to your dad about, because I see all these videos, like, you know, the bathroom fighting videos and hallway fighting videos, and just kids doing illegal stuff videos. And I'm like, man, why are they filming themselves? Or why are they allowing their friends to film themselves? Or why are they doing this when they know they're being filmed? And your dad has talked about, like, yeah, you know, I feel like I have to have a conversation at some point with my boys about, hey, you know, this isn't like it was in the 80s or the 90s. Yeah. If you get in trouble and we have to go to court over something, they're going to have video of you. And right. if someone sues me, I can't. Well, there's no plausible deniability when there's video of you that was posted.
Well, I told him, I don't know if you remember this, hopefully you do, a lesson. Like, don't ever film yourself doing something illegal. What I mean, don't do anything illegal. Well, the second part of that is, why would you film it? Like, what? That's the one thing you don't want to happen.
But are you thinking internet fame? Look at all these pranksters on TikTok.
I know, but
and
I'm like,
else.
And I see it. I'm like, look, we filmed ourselves doing this. We did it. And I'm like, there can be no film. Like, that's what everybody wants to get rid of.
Right.
Like, they, you know.
You didn't know there was film. That's how it's supposed to be.
Right, exactly.
Holy crap. Someone
and if you
was
did
filming,
find out about it, you tried to pay someone to destroy it. Kill someone who had it. Like, yes. Like you weren't like, I have it myself.
I have it, and I'll post it on social media.
Right.
Hopefully it'll make
see.
Me Richard
like, what is, that is the one part where I'm like, you guys, come on now.
I think it's a just an evolution of what started in the late 90s, early 2000s with like the Jackass, Tom Green, Man on the Street kind of, now let's hurt ourselves and we'll videotape it. And look, it made us rich and famous. We didn't have to get real jobs. I'm thinking, yeah, but it doesn't seem like a necessarily a fun job, right?
Right.
But there were so many copycats, and back then it was the home, you know, the little camcorder, and now everyone's carrying a camcorder around in their pocket, and it seems like the prank videos haven't gone anywhere, and a lot of them are still pretty similar in nature. You and I've talked about that, Laz. A lot of the same stuff
you did
that I used to go do, people are doing now on TikTok. Yeah. I'm like, that guy's got 36 million views.
I saw some other guy with a bunch of, we used to do slim fast shopping. I mean, send them to Target and just grab people out of stuff out of people's baskets.
Yeah, just casually, just nonchalantly, just
like,
oh
this
good.
Looks good, and then put it in your basket. Yeah, like we did that 20 years ago.
Yeah,
and I saw the other day there's like some guy doing it, had like 20 million views. Like that's so funny. I'm like,
yeah,
damn man, wrong generation because nobody liked it when we did.
No, no, I saw one within the last week that I know. Do you remember? There was in this video, a guy was going up to people on the beach. He was going up to couples, and he was asking the girl out in front of the guy, and then saying things like, "Oh, sorry, I thought this was your gay best friend, or I thought this was your brother," or things like that. I'm like, "That's another one that we did where Laz would ask, you know, say, all right, now go find a couple, and then go ask that girl out right in front of." And I didn't want to do it, you know, I was scared. These people are doing it because they're thinking it might bring them fame, and it looks like for some of them, it is.
Does, right? Yeah.
It does, yeah. But and so I would just assume that with influencers, I mean, we've seen these polls that say when you ask kids now, what do you want to be? The percentage of kids that say, I want to be an influencer is astronomical. It's really high because they think, well, I think I can do it. Because there's a chance you know someone who do it.
Right? Yeah. Like it is possible.
You might know someone or indirectly know someone who's already starting to kind of do it. Right?
Yeah.
And so it has to cross your mind like, I'll find my thing and I'll film it. Yeah. I got it. Mm. This is my thing. I should film my thing.
Right.
And maybe I can make money, more money doing that than the actual
thing. Seems like
a
viable way.
Right. You have to have thought about it, right?
No, I thought about it, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure you filmed yourself at times saying like, this, you know what, I'm going to start a YouTube channel or TikTok or whatever, and this will be my thing. And I think if I really focus on this, maybe now this is, you know, how I would have thought things through at the time. If we'd had access to it, was this is going to be so great. I would have stayed up in bed thinking about it late one night, and the next day I would have filmed a video, uploaded it, and forgot I ever even created the channel after that because it got 6 views. And I'm like, well, never mind. Fuck it. But I could see kids your age not giving up on the hope that, well, just not giving up on the hope that you're going to be an influencer. I mean, how hard it must be. How many kids do you know who say, my parents are totally fine with me having a smartphone. They're fine with me having social media accounts. I don't want social media. I don't have any social media. I don't use TikTok.
You know anybody?
I know a couple.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's their reasoning?
It doesn't make sense. Like, they don't have any.
Right.
And you don't think it's because their parents told them to stay away from it or because they don't have access to it. They just, for some reason, have decided not to do it.
Yeah. No. I think that's it.
Do you think, Laszlo, I think there might have been, if you look back and think about the kids in your class, if we'd had that stuff, who would those kids have been? Would there have been a couple kids that said, I don't use that stuff? And I think it's possible. You know, like there was the person, I remember the girl who was a perfectly normal, sweet girl all through elementary school and somewhere in junior high. And she was nice. She wasn't made fun of, but she wasn't popular. She just was sort of existing. And somewhere in junior high, she decided she was going to be goth. And she started literally like covering herself from the sun so that she would become super, super pale.
Sure.
And she, I mean, she achieved this status, right? And she kind of came up with this image.
Right.
And she worked hard at it.
And you think she wouldn't have done social media?
I wonder
because
if like maybe she was one of the people who would have said, I don't have social media, right?
I don't use social media. I'm not a follower.
Yeah. I don't do that. It's for.
I got to imagine in this day and age, and you say there is, so. But I got to imagine, even if you say I don't have social media, you're looking at social media.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? Like so you're like, I don't have social media. It's like, okay, but you do. Yeah.
You're consuming it.
Right. You're consuming it to some degree. You have an account that has nothing to do with your name and no followers, but you're looking at what everybody else is saying. It's impossible. We know that. We know. You talk about the, you know, a kid in high school or the eighth grade. All the way to, we've heard stars, baseball players and actors and musicians being like, I'm reading social media, they hate me. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, do you think those people would be like,
right,
I've got hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not really worried about what you think about me. But they are.
Yeah.
We all are. To me, that's one of the like kind of
it's crazy
interesting things that social media has done is proven how insecure
everyone is.
And, you know, you try to tell people, we talked about the other day, if you're in high school or you're in middle school, just know everyone's scared.
Yeah.
And I've told John that, like, tons of times growing up, I think. Like, I know it's hard, man, and you're going through stuff. Just everybody's scared. They just show it differently, right? And I think this has really shown it, like, you know, when you see, you know, Brad Pitt or Jason Sudeikis trying to defend why he served his wife at, like, you're Ted Lasso, man. You should not care what I think.
Right.
But you do.
But you do.
You do. People you do. And everyone does.
Don't believe them if they say they don't.
Right. Don't believe them. That's been a thing where you're like, man, that has really shown just how insecure everyone is.
I mean, it's scary. The story this
but
week.
But it's also comforting in some ways, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not the only one who's scared. Damn, Jason Sudeikis is scared.
Right.
Well, he's scared, right? You know, Mike Trout felt like he had to go and defend his baseball swing to that guy with a little laugh and send him a bat, but he read it.
Yeah.
He literally read some little league coach critiquing his swing. Like, he read it, you know?
That story this week, Lazo, about Amy Schumer, people commenting on her looks, and she said, at least now, who knows how specific she was being, but she said that she was looking at comments. So it sounded to me like she was looking at the comment section for the trailers on like YouTube and going through to see what people were saying. Mm-hmm. I mean, and as a mere mortal, I go, you do that?
Right. You're Amy Schumer. But, right. What do you care? Right. What I think.
But they do see it. And it's,
do you think there's a ton of pressure on you as a kid, as 16? Like, because that's something we've talked about over the years. Like, there's this unriding pressure that whether you know it or not, I think like you probably feel like, you know, I have to get these types of grades to get into this college in order to get this job, in order to have this money, in order to get this house, in order to get this car. And if I don't have that, or I have to play baseball this good to do this good to do this, and you're like, I can't take the pressure. Like, because I always thought when I was in high school, there's too much, like, what? And then if you screw up, like, in my ninth grade year, I had horrible grades. I've told you that. Well, then I really thought in my head, it's done.
Life's over.
Like, I just screwed up in the ninth grade. And literally, I'm positive my principal just said there's no coming back.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm 13, man. When I look back on it now, like, I don't have a license yet, but you're telling me it's over.
Because they did say that.
Right. Like, yeah, well, you know, you got a .8 grade point average. You're done, son. You're like,
right. I mean,
I'm 14. And so I've always tried to tell you that you can come back from anything, right?
Yeah.
But do you still feel that pressure?
Not really.
Really?
I think you did a good job of that.
Well, but you still got to feel it a little bit, right?
Not really. I mean,
you got two different, you know, you got your dad saying, hey, you can come back from it. But I would assume that you still have the teachers. You know, the example, Laszlo, that Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park used was the test that I think we all actually did take in eighth grade. That tells, or maybe it's sixth grade, that tells you what math class you're going to get into in seventh grade. Hey, you're going to take this test, and if you get in a shitty math class in seventh grade, then you're going to be in a shitty math class in eighth grade, which means you're going to be in a shitty math class all through high school, which means you're going to get into a shitty college. If you get into college at all, which means your life's going to suck and you're going to be poor. So you better do well on this test. And they weren't exaggerating. That was a real test that a lot of us actually took, and that pressure was put on us by the adults saying, hey, this affects everything.
But you don't feel it.
Not really, no.
Really? Mm. I really would think that you would.
Just from all the pressure that We know teachers and administrators put on
right
kids. Yeah. And I mean,
do they say that to you? Like, you got to get into a good college to get a job or anything? Is that?
No, because that's kind of changing now.
Right.
Yeah, so you do think, actually, I wonder if that has changed a little bit, if they've decided, hey, maybe we for years told kids that they should all go to college. And we just told everybody that, and that was the only goal we had set out for them, was make sure you get into a good school. And if you can't get into a good school, get into an okay one. And if you can't do that, get into a bad one.
Well, you got to feel it sometimes, man. You got to feel it.
I'm telling you, I don't.
You've never been like, you've had like a bad grade and then went and played a baseball game, went 0-4 on a Wednesday and just went, well, fuck. it's over.
I'm stressed.
It's over. Because, by the way, that still happens to me. Like, I'm pretty much through life, and I'm still like, well, those ratings sucked that month. And people are like, dude, you've been doing it for 20 years, even if they sucked for...
Right.
And now, who cares? You already did it. But I'm still like, yeah, can't have the pressure, you know? And I think it's, for you, there's no way to look back on it. To have any... But you're saying no.
I'm telling you no.
So, do you... Okay.
Do you think other kids do? Or is it just because I'm such a good dad? I'm such a good dad, is that what you're saying?
That must be it.
I think I've been fortunate to have good teachers and good coaches, too.
Right, yeah.
I failed a math quiz a couple weeks ago, and then, you know, I did get on the test, and she said she would give me my math quiz grade on the test, and I'm doing good now.
Right.
Like, so, maybe he does have kind of an attitude like, I'll fix this. It'll
do
work
you have
out.
That? Like, I'll get
yeah,
it?
I
I'll
can
figure
fix it.
It.
Well, right. I don't, I
there
don't
are other
that.
Options.
I don't.
Right, there you go. There are other options, right? We've always talked about that, right?
Yeah.
That's funny that you say that, because I have brought that up to you over the years. We can fix it. There's other options. Let's figure it out. It's always I've always kind of, I think, at least tried to raise you with that idea. Like, we can fix this. We can figure it out.
You can come back from anything.
You can come back from anything, man. You're never down and out. You're never, you know?
Yeah.
We have Rocky pictures all over my house, don't we?
Yeah.
And it just says, it's not about how hard everybody gets hit. It's about, you know, the real man stands up after he gets hit. I've been preaching that shit forever, right? Yeah.
Well, and
making you watch Rocky when you want to.
It worked out perfectly because that Rocky sequel came out the year that he found out you were going to be born. So,
yeah.
And that was, I remember seeing that. And ever since then, Lazo and I have kind of talked about that, that is a good lesson in life. That
right.
It's not about how hard you're going to hit. It is about how hard of a hit you can take and then
get back up
afterwards. But I got to think, even if you say this stuff doesn't bother you, and maybe not, maybe there isn't one of these. I had so many, but I can just use one as an example. When I was in elementary school, I got a bad grade card and they said, it's bad enough that your parents have to sign it. And so they were like, take it home and have your parents sign it. Bring it back tomorrow. Well, of course, I went home. I stressed out about it. My stomach hurt. I mean, I was losing sleep, and I didn't bring it back. The next day, oh, I forgot. Sorry. I did this for as long as I could until finally the teacher grabbed me by the hand and said, I'm taking you to the office right now. We're going to call your mom. I was like, oh, my God. Now, those like 4 days that I managed to stretch this out, I was a nervous wreck that entire time. My mom was upset, but the reaction did not justify all of that anxiety that I'd had and not just dealing with it at the time. Can you remember any instances of that feeling? Because I think that's kind of what we're talking about, Laz. That feeling of like, I'm not going to be able to come back from this. Of being stressed about your parents finding out about something, about stressed about, screwing something up.
I'm telling you, I can't.
There's nothing coming to mind.
Well, there you go.
No, maybe dad did an excellent job.
Right, maybe mom and dad did all right, huh?
Maybe.
Maybe. All right, so
I want to know real quick, and then we can
about
move
the
on.
Royals.
Yeah, I want to know about the baseball.
Which is why we told you you're coming in here.
Because I think Lazo said so. Your dad said something to me first because I said I just brought up the Royals, and Lazo said, "Well, yours says they're going to be good this year." And I said, "What?" Because I mean, when it comes to baseball, there are, you know, it's a numbers game. It's also most of the people that you think of who are kind of baseball almanacs in their heads are old. It's an older generation's thing. It's the Billy Crystals and those people who talk about all these old ball players and who played second base and what year. But I've had conversations with Euro. He knows the stuff. And he's
If we can figure out how to do it, maybe we will ask you about the Royals and then maybe we'll do that game that Passan does and see if you can do it as well.
Oh yeah, that would be. I'd like to see that.
Yeah,
but your dad tells me that you think the Royals are going to be good this year. And, you know, when I hear other people talking about the Royals, I don't think they know. I know they don't know nearly as much about baseball. So everyone's just kind of like, well, you know, or I guess the stadium might be moving. There's not a lot of talk like we would normally be talking right now if we thought that there was hope. Like, hey, are you excited?
Right.
You know,
you're excited, right?
You're excited.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good year.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think they did? What? Tell us why.
Well, the moves are good. And they got to get a bunch of pitching, which Michael Wacha, he's okay. But it's a bunch of, like, 4 or 5 okay starters.
Which is, they're innings eaters, right?
Yeah. And then you've got such a shitty division, the AL Central.
Well, that's the truth, right?
That helps.
Anybody could win it.
It should help. Yeah. Yeah. But it rarely has helped. It has helped at times, but it just doesn't help as often as you would hope it would. Was that the Royals' single biggest problem last year, was pitching?
No, it was everything.
It was everything.
They were pretty bad.
Well, they got some players, right? I mean, they got, what, Hunter Renfrow. He's a legit major leaguer.
He's a good hitter.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think you can help with some of those guys. And Bobby Witt, you know, you got Sal. And, so you got Mikael Garcia.
Which I think he's going to have a crazy year this year.
Me too.
I don't know him.
He's great.
You'll know him in a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
it'll be this
sure
year. It'll be this
yeah
year.
Yeah. Will he be the guy that they'll be, you know, selling a lot of his jerseys in the
I think so.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. And I think you put, just me and you talking, you put Mikael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr., two young stars on a team with Waka and
Renfrow,
Salvi. All of a sudden, you're getting like that older, those older guys who are still good, but major league, like they know how to play major league baseball.
Yeah.
With these younger guys who are probably at this point more talented, right? Mm-hmm. But they don't have the years in to know how to be major league. There's something about being a major league baseball player, doing it for a few years, you know?
Well, what, do you guys think that Bobby Witt, that's the name that I think just the passive fan who pays us the least amount of attention that you can, but still pays a little bit. That's the name that gets thrown around, is Bobby Witt. People kind of know that name, and he's the one I feel like who's been talked about the most. Is that deservedly so, or do you think that this year it's going to be one of these other guys?
No, it's
going
to be him. He's
okay.
Got a shot at the MVP. He's a great player.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm telling you. I told your dad, my buddy Chalen, we've been friends since elementary school, and he's a huge baseball fan. I say huge, not a huge fan like you, but it's his favorite sport. Of all the sports, he's always liked baseball the best. And usually, when the Royals are doing bad, we're complaining about the Royals. I said something to him. I was walking the dog a few weeks ago at night, and I texted him and said, he had complained. He said, or maybe he had actually said something about Bobby Witt. That's exactly what it was. He said, you know, I keep hearing people talk about Bobby Witt. He's like, as if it's going to make a difference. You know, something pessimistic, like it's not going to matter because the team's going to suck. I said, actually, funny you should bring that up, because Euro says they're going to be good this year. And his response was, oh, really? And I was like, yeah. And I was like, I don't know anyone personally who knows more about baseball than he does. And he says that they're going to be like legitimately good, not just like better than last year, but like legitimately have a shot at October baseball, right?
Right.
I mean, at least that's what your dad told me you're thinking.
Yeah.
There's a chance of that, which excites me. I mean, You should always be excited in March. You're always excited on opening
that's
day.
That's baseball, right?
That's baseball.
That's never
know. But there are years where you're, you know, let's be realistic. There's a little bit of hope, but even on opening day, there's been years where you're like, well, I see the names that didn't change. I see the names that did. And you're like, right. Maybe they'll win a couple more games than last year. But you're not thinking like this, you know, who knows? Maybe this year they can make it to the playoffs. But all I needed was Euro's stamp of approval on these moves that are being made. Would you, obviously, as a sports fan and an athlete, I'm sure you'd love to, but the idea of like coaching or playing, does the idea of scouting, some of those things, and maybe it's just because we're not athletic, but some of those things always sounded to some people more appealing even than playing the game, like to be the scout, to be the manager, to make those decisions, or even to be the money ball guys behind the scenes doing that stuff. Does that all interest you? You take any of those jobs in a heartbeat, or
I think I would set on something more
specific?
I want to play for as long as I can. That's the thing. But I'd be down to.
100%. Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's the other thing that we talk about is that you can do it.
Yeah.
Like we talk, like nobody ever told me I could do it.
No.
Like you can do it. Like, and we talk about it like, hey, I don't know when at some point they took Tom Brady's jersey, right? At some point they took Michael Jordan's jersey. They're like, come on, man.
Hang it up.
It's time, right? Sometimes they're going to take LeBron's, all the greatest players. Sometimes they take it. Sometimes they take your jersey in the 7th grade. Sometimes they take it in the 10th grade. Sometimes they take it after your Hall of Fame career. But eventually they take it. But that doesn't mean, like, if they take it in the 10th grade, that you can't do baseball.
Yeah.
That you can't do football. You just stay next to people who do it. And you can become, I don't know what you can become, a coach, a manager, a GM. You can own, I tell you, you can own baseball cages. Like, I don't know what it is. But just keep doing it, and you'll get there. I don't think people talk about that enough.
No,
I think they think, oh, this didn't work out, or I didn't make this amount of money, so I just became an accountant.
Right. It's just not realistic.
Well, yeah.
You know, okay, but what do you actually want to do? You know, it's always that sort of thing. Some people say that motivates them, and, you know, that makes a great story years later that they said, right, I couldn't do it. But let's be honest, for most people, it's not a motivator. You're being told by a person in authority, like, it's not going to happen.
Right, yeah.
But there are people who are literally doing it, you know? So it does happen. It literally
happens. We say it all the time. I say it to your brother all the time. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Somebody's
literally
do it.
Someone has to play.
Right.
Baseball's not going away. Football's not going away. So literally someone has to do that job.
Right. It's like
I don't know
acting.
Who it is, but
it's like acting.
You got just as good a chance as anybody.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to show you. Can you see the screen, the Twitch screen?
Where should I
didn't log him in or
okay.
anything.
So
do you have it up on the screen?
No, I have it on my phone.
Okay, if you send it to me, I don't know how this is going to
You can
work.
Just look at it.
Oh, do you want me to put up the Twitch screen for him so that he can see it? Is that what you're wanting? Or
yeah, because then I think I could show you this.
Okay, yeah, I could do that like that.
If you can see it, but I don't know if you'll be able to see it or not.
You can just send me a photo. No, he's coming in here.
Because you're going to show
Can you put this stuff on there?
I can't. I don't know. We'd have to do that through that computer, and I don't know how to do that.
But I don't know if he can see it.
If he can read it. Can you just hold up your phone? Can you just hold up your phone and read it? I don't know if it covers up the... Let's see if you can see it through here. See if it's good enough. Does it... On your computer, Lazo, does it look like you can see it?
No, but I'm blind.
Let's see. Okay. Popping open Twitch here. And... There will be...
What is that noise in the
back? The dog?
What'd you
hear? Oh, dog.
My dogs are crying in the other room. Okay. So here, now you can see... Those are the comments down there. Actually, if I make... I'll have to make the screen bigger. Try it again, Lazo, and see...
can you see that?
See if he can see it. Oh, it's going to be...
Yeah,
it's, probably,
it's going to be a little bit delayed.
It's going to be hard to read, I think, right?
Yeah. I think I can do it.
You think you can?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here, go ahead. Take a look. Now, what are you showing?
Oh, you're going to have to send that to me.
Let me send it to you?
Yeah.
What are you showing him?
Can you I'm showing just stats from players, no name, and then he's got to tell me who the player is.
Okay, so it's like the back of a baseball card without the name.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And without even the number or where he played, right?
Nothing, yeah.
Just stats. Sorry, buddy. Did I scare you? I'm back.
Let me see. It's not easy.
Mm. No, it looks impossible. What was that game that people were playing that was kind of like the Wordle of baseball for a while where, you know, there's a daily quiz?
They changed it. It's like it's called MLB Pickle now.
Yeah.
What was it called before that?
Yeah, what was that called? Lazo used to do it.
I used to do it all the time.
Yeah, that something seemed impossible to someone like me.
All right.
So I sent you. And then, hey, Twitch, if you want to pick players, you can't read the Twitch now, right?
I can't.
Okay, so if you want to pick players, just tell me, and I'll send you what they decide. So I just sent him a screenshot of stats of a player.
I know who this is.
Who is it?
Soler.
Jorge Soler.
Yeah.
Dude. So it's just the stats.
Yeah.
So if you want to send me...
And so it just shows the batting averages. I mean, we're not, it doesn't
it just
show
says,
teams.
It shows the team and then the batting average in the games they played.
Right. So there's no names on there. There's nothing but just stats. It literally is like the back of a baseball card without the name, right?
It's exactly the back.
Okay.
So if somebody wants to pick another player, I'm trying to think of somebody.
How far back does your baseball knowledge go? Like, I'm into cars, but people say, like, oh, well, you're a car guy. What kind of 1954 Plymouth is that? And I'm like, I don't know that. You know, mine kind of starts somewhere around 1980. What about you with baseball?
I could do what this is. I could do this from, like, 2009 to now.
Okay, so, 15, 16 years,
I could probably
like
do more, though.
Are the Mariners your favorite team?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's who you fall?
Most of the time.
Okay. And you'd be most excited about them making it to the World Series?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was born
in Seattle, for people who don't know. But you're not much. Are you a Hawks fan, or you're just not as big a football fan?
I'm a Hawks fan. I just don't watch as much football as I do baseball.
Okay. Gotcha. So the first one, who was it? I missed who it was. I just know he got it right.
Jorge Soler.
Okay. Jorge Soler. And this was a game that you stole from. Wasn't the guy that was playing this like a baseball almanac?
Yeah, Passan. Yeah. Like, and he was like, and you have to do it just like him. You challenge him, because Passan said, my name's Jeff Passan. I own this shit. So I want you to be in there like, my name's Hero, and I own this shit. Let's see. I got one here for you.
I'll pull up one, too. I'm just trying to
I'm trying to find people.
The thing is, I feel like mine will be too easy because it's people that I'm thinking of. But I still think it would be impressive because you're just looking at stats. So just
here, I'll
give
it
a shot.
On.
And hopefully, I also hope that I'm actually getting the right stats here and not accidentally including the name. Okay, all these stats. So I think if
there you go. I just sent you one.
All right. I'm waiting for it to go through.
No, they said there's a there's a YouTube channel that does it.
Do they?
You sent me Solaire twice.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sending you one right now too, and it's probably too easy, but and I hope I don't think I included his name on there anywhere. But just take a look at that.
I got you.
And see. If you know who it is.
All right.
I wouldn't
whole
be
career. I can't see like half the stats too, so we're gonna see if I can do this.
Yeah, because
you gotta turn it sideways.
I didn't know how. Oh, I guess I could have turned it sideways. Maybe I could have fit them all. Okay, I can do it this way.
I sent you one too.
All right, I'm gonna do yours first.
Okay. Okay. Think you know?
Okay. So, Toronto to Milwaukee. Okay. 314 average his first year. Only played 23 games though. So we're going to have to find, like, a good year for him. He's 28 right now.
What year does it start?
2018.
Okay.
Those Toronto guys are always weird to find out. 26, Milwaukee. 814, OPS. So he's a pretty good player. He didn't do much in 2019, though. That's the thing. That's where I can usually find these out.
Is starting within the last, like, 5-6 years?
Usually, because 2019 is when I was, like, really into this.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
2019 is usually my number.
Oh, yeah, I guess when I talked baseball to you when we, that would have been, like, in 2020.
Did I get you?
You might have.
Yes!
I'm going to see, though. I think I can do this. 35 home runs, bad average. I feel like if I knew what position, I could get this down pretty easy. Milwaukee... Is it Rowdy Tellez?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I've never
Rowdy Tellez. That wasn't easy.
I didn't think he was on the Blue Jays.
Yep.
That's my thing. That's what I forgot.
I've never even heard that name before.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, then mine's going to be pretty easy.
Well, I think
if I even got the screenshot to fit in. I sent you a second when I tried to get all the stats to actually fit in there.
All I would need to see is the home runs, but I know this is Salvi.
Yeah, I'm Salvi. I mean... It doesn't seem very impressive after...
That Rowdy Tellez one was good.
Rowdy,
I thought I had you.
I was scared there for a second.
Yeah, I thought I had you.
So, well...
I always find that it's amazing.
It's
amazing.
It's the thing about baseball. I mean, Lazo, you're a huge sports fan, and you're a huge baseball fan.
Yeah.
But there's when it comes to baseball, there's so many stats. It's all numbers. It's all stats. And that's what attracts some people to it, specifically. But being able to look at the back of a baseball card... And maybe some kids who are really into baseball, maybe that is a somewhat common thing. But I never felt like as big a fan of baseball as you are. You know the players. As well.
If someone
names a name, you could be like, oh, yeah, I know that guy, and I think he played for this team. And
Let's just look at stats.
It's like looking at the Matrix a little bit and then decoding it, you know, and saying, oh, they're in a restaurant. They're eating steak. And you're like, how do you see that just from looking at this?
Right.
But he knows baseball. So you think the Royals are going to be good this year? Who else is going to be good?
I think Seattle's going to be good. Like, I think the Tigers could be good.
I do, too.
Damn.
Yeah. I think, like, the Central is going to be, like, the best, worst division ever.
I mean, yeah, they're going to be good for that division. They're not going to win the World Series.
There's not going to be one team that wins, like, more than 90 games.
Yeah.
But, like, they might all finish 500.
And they could be better than they were, for sure.
Yeah.
So, Tigers and Royals best in that division. Those will be the two teams fighting it out?
It'll be the Royals and the Twins.
Okay. The Twins were good. When were the Twins? The Twins were good a couple years ago, right? Didn't they?
They always seem to just kind of win. We went. That was a, well, all right. Let me ask you this about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite stadium that we've been to?
That we've been to?
Yeah,
I liked Wrigley a lot. That was fun to go to.
We went twice.
Yeah, Minnesota was cool though.
That you know Wrigley was interesting because we went one time during the day, and that just felt like baseball.
Yeah.
And then when we went at night, it felt like a Pearl Jam concert.
Yeah,
it was
really cool.
I had you guys were in like a chicken strip place, and like people just hammered, fighting. I'm like, whoa, it's baseball, guys. But remember,
we're good.
Like eating. I'm like, it almost felt like I took them to a rock concert after a baseball game. It was insane.
How did you take a cab there? Or did you take the train or?
There's like a big field around.
like, there's like an area around. It's called Wrigleyville.
Right.
Oh, you guys stayed right there.
We didn't stay there, but we took an Uber to like the area. And we took it around.
Okay.
Right, and then we always go into that bar. They have a really cool bar. What's it? Sluggers. Like,
yeah, Sluggers.
Yeah, and so I always take them. It's a bar. I like to have a couple beers, become a problem. And then we go upstairs, and they have batting cages inside. So
that's
we go
cool.
and do that, and then we walk across, right?
That's cool. I always thought it was cool.
Was that your favorite?
Yeah,
Wrigley?
Yeah.
I always thought it was cool in Chicago. You get on the train, and there's all those people going to a Cubs game, you know, and yeah. or taking the day off, whatever. You're just like, yeah, there's just something different about it. Just,
there
you
is,
know,
yep.
there's something special about it. And it's history. Part of it's just history. You got to have that history.
Yeah.
But part of it is location and
the whole the ways part of that town is built around the stadium.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called,
yeah.
you know, and in the history of it, you're right. You know, the Billy Goat Tavern and the yeah. Curse of the Billy Goat, you know, and the Sluggers, you know, with the place with batting cages upstairs yeah. and a bar around it. You know, it's, you know, there's cool stuff in that. God only knows how long it's been there, but it's had to have been for a long time.
Yeah. yeah. Well, Yero, thank you so much for coming in today. I appreciate it. I know we're recording this on a Sunday morning, but it's almost noon, which means your dad's probably about ready to get back to Hooters, right?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
the time you're going
to
go?
Time for me to go.
Go
I just got a text from Mike. Like, yeah. hey, I'm running a little bit late.
yeah.
I'm like, all right.
And then Yero will get a call in about 4 hours, and his dad will be saying, I don't feel well. I think I need a ride. All right. Thanks, Yero.
Thank you.
And that is it. Thank you so much for listening. Toxic and Problematic is brought to you by Mitra 9 Kratom and Kava. Visit Mitra-9.com and use promo code PROBLEMATIC for 25% off your order. Thank you to Direct Computer Outlet in Mission, Kansas for making our Twitch stream possible. Music graciously provided by Kid Computer. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.